Illinois has become the latest state government exploring the possibility of trying to save money by buying prescription drugs from Canada. The mayor of Springfield, Massachusetts, is here in Washington, D.C. today to defend his city's program to the Food and Drug Administration. The FDA has said repeatedly that it can't guarantee the safety of imported drugs. But NPR's Julie Rovner reports that message doesn't appear to be getting through.
Springfield, Massachusetts Mayor Michael Albano says the cost of prescription drugs for the city's 7,000 workers and 2,000 retirees is out of control. It doubled between 1996 and 2003 to $18 million.
It's a budget buster, and it's hurting my other municipal services, such as police, fire, and public education.
In Illinois, the governor, Rod Blagojevich, tells a similar story, only on a much larger scale.
Right now, the state of Illinois pays for the prescription drug cost of 230,000 state employees and retirees. It costs the state $340 million. That's an increase of 15% this year, and we anticipate a 17% increase next year.
Mayor Albano and Governor Blagojevich are both looking at similar answers to their problem, buying drugs from Canada, where government price controls and the exchange rate make them much cheaper than they are in the U.S. Blagojevich on Sunday ordered state officials to study the feasibility of purchasing drugs from Canada for state workers and retirees.
This is a situation where the cost is really out of control, and the possibility to go across the border to Canada, our neighbor, and be able to buy the same prescription drug from the same manufacturer for a lot lower cost is obviously very appealing to us.
In Springfield, Massachusetts, buying from Canada is already a reality. Since February, city workers have been able to sign up to get their prescriptions from Canada, and the mayor said the city's already saving money on his own son, who's a diabetic.
The estimate just on my son's insulin, the lancets, the test strips, and the syringes, savings to the taxpayer of $850 a year.
Only there's a problem. Buying drugs from Canada is illegal and, says the FDA, dangerous. William Hubbard is FDA Associate Commissioner. He says that buying drugs over the Internet particularly puts patients at risk.
We see Internet sites that claim to be in one country such as Canada that aren't. We see Internet sites that look like they are selling American drugs when the drugs come from countries all around the world. We see Internet sites that sell all sorts of drugs that are problematic for safety reasons.
Hubbard says the FDA has looked at the mail order firm that's acting as Springfield's middleman, and it's not happy with what it found.
For instance, we ordered a drug that requires refrigeration, and it arrived warm at room temperature, and it had been subject to perhaps abuse in a mail truck or whatever. It took several days to arrive. U.S. pharmacies would have packaged and shipped that drug, we believe, in a much safer way.
Hubbard, along with other FDA officials, is scheduled to sit down with Mayor Albano today to discuss Springfield's program. Hubbard says the agency is more interested in pursuing those who sell Canadian drugs illegally than those who buy them, but Albano says the agency better not threaten to shut his program down.
There's not going to be a selective prosecution or selective intervention for Springfield, Massachusetts. So if they're prepared to do it for me and my city, they better be prepared to do it for every other individual who is making purchases either by going on a bus over the border or using the Internet.
But for all the fights over safety, there's no guarantee that buying drugs from Canada would even save money. Uwe Reinhardt teaches health economics at Princeton University. He says that if more cities or even whole states start buying from Canada, drug companies will respond by sending that country fewer drugs.
Simply say, we estimate you need so many doses of Prozac on average, and that's all we'll ship you. And if you ship it back to the U.S., good, then you get nothing yourself.
Illinois Governor Blagojevich says he won't violate the law to buy drugs from Canada, but he says he might use the study he's ordered to push for a change, either at the FDA or in Congress, where legislation to legalize importation from Canada is pending in a House-Senate conference committee. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.